Oklahoma is scheduled to execute 8 people in the next 30 days. One of them, Wanda Jean Allen, would be the first black woman to be executed in the state and the first in the country since 1954. The large number of executions has generated national interest. Jesse Jackson went to Oklahoma yesterday. He wants a death penalty moratorium. NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
Last night was supposed to be the first of these executions, but the inmate received a last-minute 30-day stay after new DNA evidence was found. Barring any more stays, 8 people will be killed by lethal injection in Oklahoma over the next few weeks.
On January 9th, Eddie Trice. On January 11th, Wanda Jean Allen. On January 16th, Floyd Medlock. On January 18th, Dion Smallwood. On January 23rd, Mark Fowler. On January 25th, Billy Fox. On January 30th, Lloyd Lefevers. On February 1st, D.L. Jones, Jr.
Kevin Akers is the president of the Oklahoma City chapter of Amnesty International.
It's alarming. We need a moratorium on executions in Oklahoma so we can take a look at what in the world is going on here.
Oklahoma's executions don't get a lot of attention. Its next-door neighbor, Texas, is better known, leading the nation with 40 executions last year. But Oklahoma was second with 11, and this year that number is expected to double.
The number of executions that we've had in Oklahoma have increased each year for the last several years.
Drew Edmondson is the state's attorney general, and he objects to death penalty opponents who say his state is somehow barbarous for its execution rate.
Well, it certainly reflects that there have been a number of people who have committed the crime of murder in the first degree who are reaching the end of their appeals process at or near the same time. I would take issue with the term barbarous. It is a penalty that's established under our statutes, and they've had full access to the court system for a number of years.
But that access has been abbreviated recently. A 1996 federal law limits appeals, and a new Oklahoma state law does the same. Attorney Stephen Presson has 2 clients facing execution this month. He says both have valid claims to get off death row. They each have severe mental problems. One is Wanda Jean Allen, a black woman who killed her female lover on the steps of a local police station.
We cannot fathom why a court would think that a woman involved in a domestic crime could not have mitigated her case against death by the fact that she's mentally retarded, that she has neuropsychological dysfunction, and that she's got brain damage. We're completely mystified by why the courts are hostile to that claim.
Her original attorney never knew she had mental problems and never brought it up at trial. The case brought Jesse Jackson to Oklahoma yesterday, where he met with Wanda Jean Allen.
The risk of people dying because they are mentally challenged, have inadequate legal representation, the risks are increasing.
But supporters of the death penalty say there's nothing wrong with the system. Judy Bush heads a victims advocacy group in Oklahoma City.
I don't feel like we ever execute anyone who is mentally incapacitated or anyone who is not fully aware of what's going on. You know, these people, Wanda Jean Allen, I believe, drove a car. So she had to be smart enough to take a driver's test and read the instructions to get that. She may not have been the smartest person in the world, but she knows right from wrong. And that's the only thing, you know, you need to know your right from wrong.
Judy Bush's granddaughter was murdered by a man named Floyd Medlock, who's among the 8 to be executed this month. Judy Bush's pro-death penalty views are supported by 75% of state residents, according to a recent poll. But of those in the minority, one stands out, the other grandmother of the girl who was killed by Medlock. She runs an anti-death penalty group and has befriended Medlock, who said inner voices told him to kill the child. Both grandmothers say they'll be at the execution when it takes place later this month. Madeline Brand, NPR News.